Cold temperatures will make the BBC Italy's trip down the St. Lawrence Seaway an icy, tough haul. Duluth Seaway Port Authority Director Adolf Ojard says that chill reflects the international traffic this season. He says although grain trade is up, cargo carried on the ocean-going ships is down 30%. A little more than 60 salties have called on the Twin Ports this season compared to pre-recession numbers of 130 to 150 ocean-going ships. But Ojard says there are signs that international trade is warming up from the depths of the recession. Charter rates for ships dropped 90% at one point.
That was indicative of nothing moving out there. Those rates have rebounded, which indicates worldwide there has been a pickup in international shipping throughout the world, and I think we'll share in that rebound here in the Great Lakes as well.
A rebound would have an economic spin-off for farmers, truckers, railroaders, and dock workers. International shipping agent Chuck Hillerin of Guthrie Hubner says that would depend on lenders loosening their purse strings.
It's the whole international banking systems and people, you know, willing to lend money again for projects. That has to get on stable footing, and then I think everything else will kind of take care of itself.
While the international shipping season ends when the St. Lawrence Seaway closes next week, Laker-only traffic will continue until January 15th. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.